air. Section 2. Air, noise, and light pollution. People who are very young or very old and people who have heart or lung problems are most affected by air pollutants. Decades of research have linked air pollution to disease. But because pollution adds to the effects of existing diseases, no death certificates list the cause of death as air pollution. Instead, diseases such as emphysema, heart disease, and lung cancer are cited as causes of death. The American Lung Association has estimated that Americans pay tens of billions of dollars a year in health costs to treat respiratory diseases caused by air pollution. Short-term effects of air pollution on health. Many of the effects of air pollution on people's health are short-term and are reversible if their exposure to air pollution decreases. The short-term effects of air pollution on people's health include headache, nausea, irritation to the eyes, nose, and throat, tightness in the chest, coughing, and upper respiratory infections such as bronchitis and pneumonia. Pollution can also make the condition of individuals who suffer from asthma and emphysema worse. Long-term health effects of air pollution. Long-term effects on health that have been linked to air pollution include emphysema, lung cancer, and heart disease. Long-term exposure to air pollution may worsen medical conditions suffered by older people and may damage the lungs of children. Indoor air pollution. The quality of air inside a home or a building is sometimes worse than the quality of the air outside. Chemicals that are used to make carpets, building materials, paints, and furniture are major sources of pollutants in buildings. Figure 9 shows examples of some indoor air pollutants. Buildings that have very poor air quality have a condition called sick building syndrome. Sick building syndrome is most common in hot places where buildings are tightly sealed to keep out the heat. In Florida, for example, a new tightly sealed county courthouse had to be abandoned. Half of the people who worked there developed allergic reactions to fungi that were growing in the air conditioning ducts, ceiling tiles, carpets, and furniture. Identifying and removing the sources of indoor air pollution is the most effective way to maintain good indoor air quality. Ventilation, or mixing outdoor air with indoor air, is also necessary for good air quality. Activities such as renovation and painting, which cause indoor air pollution, require good ventilation. Radon gas. Radon is a colorless, tasteless, odorless gas. It is also radioactive. Radon is one of the elements produced by the decay of uranium, a radioactive element that occurs naturally in the Earth's crust. Radon can seep through cracks and holes in foundations into homes, offices, and schools, where it adheres to dust particles. When people inhale the dust, radon enters their lungs. In the lungs, radon can destroy the genetic material in cells that line the air passages. Such damage can lead to cancer, especially among people who smoke. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States. Asbestos. Several minerals that form in long, thin fibers and that are valued for their strength and resistance to heat are called asbestos. Asbestos is primarily used as an insulator and as a fire retardant, and it was used extensively in building materials. The U.S. government banned the use of most asbestos products in the early 1970s. Exposure to asbestos in the air is dangerous. Asbestos fibers that are inhaled can cut and scar the lungs, which causes the disease asbestosis. Victims of the disease have more and more difficulty breathing and may eventually die of heart failure. Schools in the United States have taken this threat seriously. Billions of dollars have been spent to remove asbestos from school buildings. Figure 10 shows asbestos fibers and asbestos removal from a building. Noise pollution. Unwanted sound is noise pollution, and it is one of the prices we pay for modern living. It is irritating, and it damages our hearing by destroying cells in our ears. Hearing loss has doubled in the United States in the last 30 years. About 12% of teens have permanent hearing loss, likely due to the prevalence of portable listening devices. One study found that people living in a quiet environment in Africa had better hearing at the age of 80 than most Americans do at 30. The intensity of sound is measured in units called decibels, or dB. Table 2 shows the intensity of some common noises. For each tenfold increase in decibel intensity, the decibel level is 10 times higher than the previous level. For example, 20 dB is 10 times the intensity of 10 dB. A sound of 120 dB is at the threshold of pain. Noise pollution can be controlled by devices such as mufflers on vehicles and lawnmowers and by insulation. In Europe, MP3 players must produce no more than 100 dB of noise. According to the National Institutes of Health, the safe threshold for personal listening devices is 85 dB for 8 hours. Personal listening devices are not regulated in the United States. Light pollution. Unlike air or water pollution, light pollution does not present a direct hazard to human health. However, light pollution does negatively affect our environment. Light pollution in urban areas diminishes our view of the night sky, as shown in Figure 11. A more important environmental concern of lighting is energy waste. For example, energy is wasted when light is directed upward into the night sky and lost to space. Examples of light pollution are billboards and other signs that are lit from below, the lighting of building exteriors, and poor quality street lights. One solution to energy waste includes shielding light so it is directed downward. Using time controls so that light is used only when needed, and using low-pressure sodium sources, the most energy-efficient source of light, where possible, are two other solutions. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.